KPND depend on us. And a very good morning to you. Thanks for starting your day with the 1110 KBND Morning News. Happy Aloha Friday.
Aloha Friday. I like your shirt, Frank.
Thank you so much.
Time for your local news with Dave Jarvis. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Big changes are coming to... district prepares for a new high school next year. Early plans call for a close to an even split with students at Tumalo Community School and Obsidian going to the new school building. Rest would be assigned to Redmond High. School Board Chair Jim Erickson says they'll hold several meetings to get more feedback from parents and others.
As well as the community folks that are might be influenced by this, particularly realtors, for example, who have somebody saying, gee, if I buy this house, what high school will I go to? So there's going to be an emphasis for a third meeting, open public session on that.
Erickson says both high schools will offer the same basics, but will have specialties like AP programs and technology courses. In those cases, students wanting a specific focus could ask the district for an in-district transfer. Bend's Park and Recreation District has been recognized nationally for its outstanding park system. City has more than 2,000 acres of parkland. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports it will be the subject of a talk this morning.
Friday morning, Bend Parks and Rec leaders will be addressing the Chamber Town Hall breakfast. Courtney Linville with the Chamber says they expect lots of questions.
It is a controversial topic for everyone to see how much money is going into the park system, and there's always that question, is my money worth it? Am I getting it out of it? And we want to provide this forum as an opportunity to come in and get those questions answered.
The Town Hall breakfast will be at the Bend Golf and Country Club from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Friday. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
It's the fifth year in a row for the Partnership to End Poverty's Project Connect at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds. The one-day free event will help the low-income or the homeless get some services that they need.
But what it is over 130 agencies and organizations are bringing the services that they have and the assistance and support that they have all to the Hooker Creek event arena, and we're inviting anybody who is struggling to make ends meet or homeless to come down and access that.
That's Cindy Pasco with Project Connect. She says the event is open to everyone in the Tri-County area that needs help. Now, last year, they helped about 3,000 people. Transportation is provided for those who need it. Contact the Partnership to End Poverty for locations. Project Connect is set for September 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Oregon Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley thinks the president's jobs plan has a chance of passing the Senate, even though it's not expected to pass the House. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Senator Jeff Merkley says creating jobs is the key to economic recovery.
I think that my Republican colleagues are completely off track.
Merkley says money spent on infrastructure improvements is an investment in the country's future.
We've got to spend a lot less on foreign bases and foreign wars and a lot more on nation building here in America.
Merkley says putting people back to work will increase consumer spending, and that will drive the economy forward. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Well, one thing you won't see at tomorrow's duck football game are the popular noisemakers known as quackers or duck lips. See, they're not going to be allowed into the game. 10 years ago, the Pac-12 conference banned artificial noisemakers at stadiums, and they're now going to enforce the rule at all conference games. In fact, all games in conference stadiums. University of Oregon spokesman Dave Williford urged fans going to the game at Autzen to please just leave them at home.
Duck lips are a great tradition for University of Oregon, and we're still going to continue to sell those, but we will no longer sell them on game day, and we ask that people, hopefully, probably to avoid temptation, would be best if they just leave them home.
So if you're at home, you can grab your duck lips and listen to the game on KBND, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at 12:30. It's, by the way, it's Autzen Stadium tomorrow against Missouri State. And the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure is this Sunday, 20th year of the event in Portland. Chris McDonald, CEO of the local affiliate, says they expect 35,000 people to head downtown to take part. Still time to register for that race. Coming up in the news in half an hour, we'll take a look at the underpass and the way it floods and what they would like to do about it. Some people not really happy with the proposal. Those stories and more on our website at kbnd.com. Of course, you can get instant updates when you follow us on Twitter. And won't you please like Kim and the Count on Facebook? Thank you very kindly. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND.